This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Are you looking at Patrick Mahomes any differently now that he's gotten blown out in the Super Bowl? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Listen, most feared quarterback in the NFL. Perl, I would say no doubt. We know he's got all the skill in the world. They've done so much winning. Three-time Super Bowl champion. He's already been a three-time MVP. You know, he's got everything, but this was an embarrassing loss. I mean, the Chiefs came in. They were favored slightly. And this Eagles team, your Eagles team, made them look very pedestrian.
Right, but what if he hadn't made that? What if he had a great game in the AFC title game and went out? Would we be saying the same thing?
I don't know, maybe.
What are you talking about? He was awesome in that game. If Buffalo just scored one more TD, then I don't think we'd be ripping Mahomes. We'd be saying the Chiefs' defense got killed by Josh Allen.
Yeah, maybe, but I think that we'd be critical of the Chiefs for losing a home game in the playoffs, you would be for any other team, right?
But I don't think you would walk away from that game criticizing Mahomes because they got to 32 points. It was like his highest total of the year.
Well, isn't that, though, why this is a little more nuanced? Because you have to see how the game flow went. You're right. Like, if he had been awesome, and when Tom Brady lost to your Philadelphia Eagles back in 2017, he threw for 500 yards. People said Brady played well in that game. Missed a Philly special catch, but, you know, played well in that game. And he didn't really get roundly criticized for it. But the fact of the matter is, because of two Mahomes interceptions in the first half, I'm not saying that's the only reason why they lost, but it definitely ushered in the blowout, that's for sure.
Well,
like his fingerprints are all over the loss in a way that the other scenario you painted, like if he loses a shootout, like Josh Allen lost the 13 seconds game and people don't blame him for that.
No, I'm just saying that it's the whole legacy discussion is somewhat ridiculous because we're basically saying his legacy would have been better if he lost the AFC title game.
No, I don't think so. They were the only team to not just win back-to-back Super Bowls, but to even get back to the Super Bowl for the third time. So that's like the boost, the feather in your cap. But when you fail that spectacularly on the biggest stage, it does matter. It punctuates it, should I say.
Right. It's worse that they lost the Super Bowl than if he had lost the AFC title game. That's my point. Like, that's why this whole legacy conversation is somewhat silly to me. Like, it doesn't matter. A loss is a loss. And it's just such a team sport that to pick Patrick Mahomes out of that loss, to me, is unfair.
Yeah, I don't think so because he didn't play well. 855-212-4227. Okay, so you can weigh in, poll question up there for you. Did Mahomes' legacy take a hit after Sunday's Super Bowl loss? Very narrow right now. 53% say no, 47% say yes. So you guys are pretty split about this one. Okay, we'll get back to that in just one moment, but we want to do a little something we're calling quarterback carousel, musical chairs. There's a lot of veteran QBs, Pearl, who are going to be looking for homes, and this is going to happen before the draft, right? Because teams don't maybe don't want to leave it to chance unless you're the Tennessee Titans and you have the number one overall pick. You don't want to leave this to chance that your quarterback's not going to be there in the draft. So we're going to see a lot of veterans in new places, and we are going to attempt to find them all new homes right now.
Right. I mean, some of it because of the post-June 1 cuts and all that maybe gets delayed, like, but generally we should know all this by free agency.
Okay, so EJ's going to throw out a quarterback, and Perloff and I will tell you where they're going to land.
All right, let's get started here with the quarterback of the New York Jets as of right now, Aaron Rodgers.
We're starting off with a doozy here. This was the hardest one for me to place, actually.
It was really hard for me, too.
Yes. You want to go first?
Well, yeah, because I was debating. Listen, Spotify has a lot of money to spend on podcasts. Wondery is a big podcast company.
Odyssey.
Amazon, Odyssey. Where will Aaron Rodgers' podcast go? Because he ain't playing football next year.
Stop talking about it.
Wow. You're going to retirement right out of the gate?
I strongly believe for Aaron Rodgers to go to Las Vegas or Tennessee would be a massive mistake. Because he'd be just a bridge quarterback and he'd probably win 6 or 7 games. And he's going to look at that and be like, why am I going to these teams? I do not. There's one possible playoff team that would sign him, the Steelers, and that might be worse than the Titans or the Raiders. Like, he's going to want to hand the ball off under Arthur Smith in Pittsburgh. These are disastrous options for Rodgers. I think he, at least unless there's an injury, I think he's going to hang him up and say, I don't want to join any of these teams.
Will the podcast be about football?
Oh, heck no.
It's going to be about how to, like,
it's gonna be about
the right temperature for your cold plunge.
No, it's going to be aliens and things like that. It's not going to be like Bryce Harper on how to make a great cold brew coffee. It's going to be totally weird conspiracy theories, and I'm going to listen to it like we all are.
Yeah.
That's a big llama.
All right, so you guys got to follow me for this one. I've got a big shakeup here for Aaron Rodgers, and Jets fans like EJ, also, I want you to pay attention to this one. So Aaron Rodgers is under contract, right? So this would be a trade. Could be a trade if they don't cut him. They could cut him. I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to reunite with a guy that he overlapped with in Green Bay, who was in the front office. That guy's name is John Schneider. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks next year. And I actually think Geno Smith may be the quarterback of the New York Jets. Now, Geno Smith was a former second-round pick for the New York Jets. It ended pretty poorly because he got punched in the face by a teammate because apparently he owed him about $600 for some charity thing. And Ryan Fitzpatrick was the backup and came in and played well, and Geno just never won the job back. But if you hear Geno talk about the Jets, he actually has a pretty good relationship because not a lot of people are the same from when he got drafted by them over a decade ago. Geno Smith's lived a lifetime in the NFL since then. I think that he goes back to the Jets. I think Aaron Rodgers, with Clint Kubiak now as the offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks, we're talking about a West Coast offense here, guys. This is what Rodgers can do. He knows this. And I think for Seattle, there's not like an obvious like path here. And Rodgers' second year off the Achilles, I think, does represent, could be the upgrade. The ceiling could be higher than Geno. I love Geno, but the interceptions at bad times just kills the Seahawks. Like, he just can turn the ball over at the most inopportune times. And, guys, they're not going anywhere with Geno. Could you possibly catch lightning in a bottle with Aaron Rodgers? I think Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks next season. The only problem with my theory is that offensive line's got to get a hell of a lot better really, really fast. But if they can do that, I think Rodgers can have success. Good run game, good receivers. I like the Seahawks here.
What about, I looked at the Seahawks for all these quarterbacks, but Kubiak was so forceful about wanting to coach Geno Smith.
Yeah,
he
said
it like 100 times. I know.
Who's got more power here, Clint Kubiak or John Schneider, the GM?
Well, I honestly think Geno might be a better quarterback right now. It's kind of close. Because there's two things. One, Rodgers can't move, and that line is a problem. Two, that rainy weather, you know, your joints when you're old like that. I don't know if Seattle's like a retirement place. He's got to go somewhere like Tom did to Tampa Bay.
So, well, that place isn't open. Okay, so that's what I think. Rodgers in Seattle, and I think Geno Smith is with the Jets. Listen, it's a better option than Tyrod Taylor.
How about Geno to the Steelers, by the way? But we could get into that.
Okay, well, we'll keep going.
That's one that I like, too. Geno, I think the Steelers are going to be interested in Geno, but go ahead.
All right, so let's go to Los Angeles, where currently their quarterback is Matthew Stafford. Where does Matthew Stafford play next year?
This one is actually easy for me. Stafford Rams. I'm not falling for it. I'm not doing the banana in the tailpipe. I don't care what Kelly Stafford says. I know they're ticked off that Cooper Kupp's going to get traded. Too bad. Like, Stafford has been in this league a long time. He's seen a lot of guys come and go. You got Puka. The team's great at drafting. I'm not going to take the bait here and overthink this. Stafford, Rams, the next 2 years.
Yeah, I don't even know where the bait. I agree. It's Rams. There's so much solid reporting that Stafford's going back to the Rams. There's just a little bit of contract talk. Like, this doesn't make any sense. I don't know why people are linking him to other teams. Like that Chad Hall Giants thing. Like, how fast did that get denied? So I don't even think there's a discussion. He's the perfect quarterback for that team. Why would he want to leave? And why would they want to move on? Like, who on earth in this market is close to Matthew Stafford? Nobody, right?
No, I just think this one is pretty cut and dry, easy for me. Who's next, EJ?
All right, let's go with Kirk Cousins, currently in Atlanta, but yeah, not a starter at this point. Where does he go?
I got him bridging away in Tennessee.
You like that?
I'm not even going to, like, spend too much time on this because it's not that exciting to me. I got Tennessee drafting a quarterback and Kirk Cousins starting there at the season. Honestly, he does not have a lot of options. And, like, I don't think the teams that need quarterbacks, I don't think are going to want him coming off the Achilles 2 years ago, like Pittsburgh, Seattle, Cleveland. I think he's a bridge quarterback, and so I need a young quarterback to bridge to. It's going to be Tennessee's my spot.
Okay, I also see Kirk as a bridge quarterback. I actually see him more of it as an insurance policy, and that would be for Manny's New York Giants. I think that the Giants are going to try to get Kirk Cousins on a discount. I think that they're going to, because the Giants are picking third, they're not assured that they're going to get either Cam or Shador, or I don't know if there's another quarterback that's even close to being worthy of that third overall pick. So to me, Cousins is the insurance policy, and then you see what happens, and maybe the draft kind of goes your way, and I think they're going to get Cousins pretty cheap. And Brian Daboll will say, listen, does he profile like Josh Allen? Obviously not. But Daboll's worked with a lot of different quarterbacks, and I think they see Cousins as a guy who at least can let you evaluate what you have on the offense, you know? Like, you can get Malik, he can get the ball to Malik Nabers, which is really the most important thing. So Kirk Cousins, New York Giants to me.
I do not
like that.
Well, I'm sorry, Manny, but the Giants have done over the last decade, you must not have liked.
That is also correct. Yeah, Continue, guys.
They stink.
Let's get to Russell Wilson. Where do you think Russ is going to be next year?
Okay, so this is my big plan for Russell Wilson. It's a two-parter, okay? And this is the two-part plan. To me, Russell Wilson is going to be reunited with former head coach Pete Carroll, but he is going to be a bridge quarterback to Shador Sanders, who is going to force his way to the Las Vegas Raiders. I think you're going to see Shador and Dion and all Tom Brady and these very powerful power brokers in football steer Shador to the Raiders, just like Archie Manning helped Eli Manning all those years ago go to the Giants. But I think Russ gets signed as sort of the camp competition mentor, showing Shador the ropes. And I think Pete Carroll, Russ unite, and then Shador sits behind him for a season.
Let's rock.
I like that. That was actually my second choice for him. I have him going to Cleveland because one thing about the Cleveland Browns, when you look at their roster, they need a human being to play quarterback, and Russ is a human being.
Ah, nice carbon-based life form.
That's all I got. Yeah, they need somebody to play quarterback. I originally had Russ wait for somebody to get injured, and the Browns is basically the same thing. They're going to put some sacrificial lamb in the quarterback, and why not Russ? But by the way, you notice we both didn't have him on the Steelers.
No, don't have him on the Steelers.
I have Justin Fields starting for the Steelers.
I actually have Justin Fields starting for the Browns. Okay. Holding the seat warm till Deshaun gets back.
I think the Steelers want to pay Fields, not Russ. And Russ is left floating, and then we were thinking the same thing, which leads me to who I have for the Raiders, I assume, is next.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Woof, woof.
All right, and let's get to Sam Darnold. Where is Sam Darnold playing next year?
See, to me, this feels like the Raiders. One thing, he looks like Carson Palmer, who is a Raiders quarterback. Secondly, they have all the money on planet Earth. I'm assuming that Shador does not fall down to them. Now, your scenario needs a little bit of draft shenanigans, a little bit of Dion putting pressure on. I'm taking a little simpler route to this, that Shador is gone by then and they need a quarterback. They can sign Sam Darnold, probably the biggest contract of any of these teams. And if they can't get Shador, I feel like Sam Darnold is their only choice.
Pete Carroll, obviously, former USC coach. Sam Darnold, former USC quarterback, although Carroll did not coach Sam Darnold. That was Clay Helton era. You could see the connections. I don't think Brady thinks Darnold's a winner. I don't think Darnold is Brady's kind of quarterback. So for me, I think Sam Darnold is going to be playing for your Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think the Steelers have an obvious path here. The fact that they keep winning takes them out of getting to the top of the draft for a QB. They got to end the madness here. They've been looking for a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger. Didn't work out with Kenny Pickett. I think Sam Darnold can be a distributor. Sam Darnold could be a calming presence here. And I think Sam Darnold will be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That would surprise me. I like it. I like your logic, but that would just, I don't know. I feel like they want to run. Justin Fields feels
Sam's
perfect.
Sam's kind of an athletic guy. He's not a runner per se. It's not Lamar, but Sam's not. He's not a statue back there. Yeah. Number one and two. Sam Darnold's still so young. We've been saying it since for like 7 years. The guy's not 30 yet.
I feel like George Pickens would want to wring Sam Darnold's neck by week 8.
But George Pickens wants to wring everybody's neck.
George Pickens
could play with Peyton Manning and he'd be upset. Like that's a him problem.
Yeah, the lack of skill position talent is a real issue. Like, you bring in same problem in Las Vegas too, but you bring in Darnold to the Steelers with Arthur Smith as a coordinator, it kind of feels like Kenny Pickett 2.0. I think that'd be hard. He might be okay, but the Steelers, the problem is not Sam Darnold. The problem is not Russell Wilson. It's not Justin Fields. Like, can anybody be good on this team? Because Mike Tomlin is always going to put handcuffs on his quarterback. I think Sam Darnold, if he has two choices, if I were him, I would not take Pittsburgh. I would, believe it or not, go to Vegas because I just don't think Arthur Smith is a good passing coordinator. I don't like that spot. I was looking a lot at this.
No, I think the only thing about the Steelers where you can maybe have a little hope is that they did appear to be in on some of these wide receivers. Now, whether that was a smokescreen or whatever, but they seemed interested in Brandon Ayuk. They were interested in Davante Adams. They were interested in, I feel like I'm forgetting one other person, but I think they understand what they need. Will they actually do it and use that person? I don't know, but they need stuff. They need wide receivers.
I mean, didn't they? They went into this season when they were a playoff caliber team with George Pickens, Van Jefferson was the other, or Van Johnson. I can't remember which Van, and Calvin Austin is their top three receivers. I mean, that's bad for a playoff level team. The money with Sam Darnold, I'm curious because they probably are paying a lot of defensive guys. I just don't know I don't know who the perfect guy for this is. It's a shame they missed on Kenny Pickett. That was the plan. That was their opportunity to get out of this hole, but small hands.
You said it at the time, and you were absolutely correct. 855-212-4227. All right, how do you think we did? Did you like any of our selections?
I mean, I liked Aaron Rodgers' retirement. You love that one from Pro Off. But I've been saying that, so I kind of agree with it, too. The one that kind of annoyed me, not that like it was wrong, but like, let's get Stafford out of L.A. Let's just have some fun. Like, yes, he should stay. There's no reason to
leave.
He's going
to go to the Giants and do what? Get mauled?
Probably, but I do feel like with the L.A. thing, it does feel like it's run its course a little bit.
Really?
Like,
they were one play away from the NFC championship.
I feel like they're ascending.
Well, so my issue is I feel like with him, I'm not sure I can rely on his health, which I keep saying over and over again. Like, to me, I don't know if he's a guy that's going to make it through a postseason or make it through a regular season.
Right, so he's going to go to a cold place now and we're going to feel better about it?
Well, no, but at least he can maybe move another team to maybe where the Rams are, where they're an ascending team. Like, I feel like with the Rams, the plateau feels like where they lost. Like, they lost last year one game in to the Lions. This year they won one more game. I kind of feel like they're a divisional round team, and that's their ceiling.
Well, I feel like they're just getting started, the Rams. Like, they're so young.
Yeah, but he's not getting younger is my point. Like, even if the rest of the team's getting better, I don't want to go as far as he's getting worse, but I think he's not going to get better than he is now.
He's played full season 4 out of the last 5 seasons. Tough dude. I wouldn't worry about that. Honestly, like,
okay, we'll put it out on social media, Perloff and I, our quarterback carousel, just calling our shots early here because, you know, these teams are going to have to make decisions, Pearl, before the draft because you don't want to get caught, especially in a weak quarterback draft. You know, last year, teams could take all the time in the world. You had six guys go in the first round. There was a lot of options. That is not going to be this year's draft.
I think we covered it. You know, one, some of these guys, maybe the Colts bring in a bridge behind. Like, Cousins could go to the Colts, too. Like,
I looked at the Colts.
Yeah, the Colts are in a lot of, if you look at what are the odds of this quarterback going, and will Jackson Dart fill one of these spots, too, is another interesting, like, will the Giants trade up into back in the first round and have Jackson Dart and then go bridge?
I think Dart is a smokescreen, and he's actually not going until mid-second round, maybe third.
Yeah, we'll see. You never know. I mean, Anthony Richardson went number four.
And I think that teams looked at that and said, that was a mistake. Should have never happened. 855-212-4227. So there you go. A little quarterback carousel for you. Lots more to do, including one superstar taking the high road. We'll tell you about it next.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available 8-track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. We just assigned new quarterbacks to new places. You know what? This is going to be a really fun month because there's three Hall of Fame quarterbacks possibly on the move. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford. We can squint and see that. I think Rodgers and Wilson are in big trouble, Maggie. We'll get into it. We have 2 months to break this down. But, man, I feel bad for Aaron Rodgers. These options stink.
Wow, you feel bad for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I do feel bad because I want to see him go out. I want to see every player go out on top, like Peyton Manning and John Elway. I just don't want him to be like Jerry Rice, where he has like four jerseys at the end of his career.
I don't feel bad for Rodgers because you take a risk when you decide to go to the Jets.
He might not have had a lot of choices.
Well, I'm just saying he had more choices then. I'm assuming that he does now. And you were taking on a real tall task here. You're trying to turn around a franchise that, you know, is a perennial laughingstock.
He looked at the talent there. He said Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, a great defense. I mean, the logic made sense.
And he was arrogant about it, you know? He walked into the Jets, all that Lombardi trophies, looking a little, looking lonely.
Yeah, he's got to say stuff like that. I would hope he felt...
He definitely did not.
You have to be fully confident. Like, you can't say... First of all, too, I kind of thought he was right. I mean, they were a great team. I didn't know he was going to tear his Achilles in four plays into the season.
Yeah, well, none of us did, but it wasn't going well even before those in the first three plays.
I mean, come on. What are we doing here? We're saying, like, oh, the play action looked a little wonky on play two? It wasn't going great before he tore his Achilles.
I just ask, who's left the Jets in better shape? You know? Like, you go to the Jets, and do you leave there walking with your head held high, or do you leave there walking? Not when he left. He resurrected himself in Minnesota.
Right. I'm saying he left and found a better home immediately.
But on the way out, he wasn't in a better spot.
Yeah, no, of course not. Yeah. Right. And the Jets are never in a better spot either. Well, actually, they were after Favre.
Yeah, we went to the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
No, that actually was a good team, and they had to do it with a rookie quarterback. It's a little limiting.
Favre played well until he got hurt. It was always the story that I tried
Favre to had Favre had a home waiting for him. I mean, he wanted to go to Minnesota the first time around.
Yep.
And he had a coordinator that he loved. Like, I just don't know where Rodgers is going to go.
Can you put a poll question up? Do you feel bad for Aaron Rodgers? I don't.
I love to see the numbers on this.
Well, I mean, I think the politics, a lot of people have problems with the whole vaccine thing.
I'm not talking about that.
You're saying if you put the poll out, I mean, a lot of people confuse a lot of things with Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on. Yeah. The one thing about Rodgers, the politics, is he's keeping this stuff alive more than the rest of us are. He's the one who keeps talking about how he's like been persecuted about the vaccine and stuff. Like, we've all talked, we're all moving past this, except for him. Okay, if you
maybe
want to check your Twitter mentions, then you can find
in
whatever
this
you
room,
want.
But I think a lot of I am not agreeing with Rodgers at all, but I think a lot of people have issues with Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm surprised because you hate victims, right? You hate when people act like victims. And I think Rodgers has taken on a lot of that victim mentality. Like, oh, people are still holding it against me about I lied about my vaccine. It's like, not really, dude. We're really just talking about football now, but you're talking about it.
Yeah, and a lot of it is him not focusing on being a great leader and a great teammate. It's this other stuff. Like, you guys know how I feel about Aaron Rodgers, and what did I say? I think the Jets go to the Super Bowl. So, like, this idea that...
you wanted him to be
good. This idea that people are out to get him or they want to see him fail, there are people who are Jets fans who held their nose and said, you know what, he's our quarterback, he's our guy, and there's no reason why he can't play well here. And then he didn't. So, like, this idea that, well, now we're piling on him because of other stuff. It's like, no, dude, you didn't play well. Like, I'm not, like, it's so soft from this guy. Every time he fails, it's like, well,
people
yeah,
just hate me.
Oh, it's all the haters. It's like, no, dude, you came up short. Nobody told you to score 3 points against the 49ers in the snow at home. Nobody told you to go down 21-3 to the Bucks at home. Like, there are shortcomings that he has made that he didn't want to push away from and deflect from and put on other stuff. Say, oh, no, it's vaccine. It's people don't like me. It's all this other nonsense.
Yeah, it's politics, whatever.
But come on, it's weak.
I think we always view athletes by their politics. I think the huge chunk of the LeBron conversation, people dislike or like LeBron on politics. Yeah, I think the average fan makes an opinion about somebody because of their political stance, and it affects the way they view athletes.
I admit, I think that's a two Americas thing. I don't know any black person that cares about LeBron's politics and don't like him for it.
Ooh, yeah, I'm not sure. Well, have you been following sports for 10 years? I think
for
LeBron's
his politics?
I think LeBron's politics define a lot about him. Yeah.
I'm talking about folks not liking him for it. I'm saying that.
Yeah,
feels...
I think LeBron became polarizing.
Do you think Nick Bosa is polarizing because of his politics? I don't think so.
Well, he's a defensive end. I think if he was a quarterback, he'd be very polarizing.
I go to barbershops.
What about Jim Harbaugh? He's out there about his politics. I don't feel like people are bringing that up when we talk about Harbaugh.
So you guys don't think that's interesting? I'm not trying to be controversial. I think the Rodgers' political views and LeBron's political views have affected the way a lot of people view them as athletes.
Yeah, Popovich and Kerr, two other guys who put themselves out there politically. But here's the one thing, though, about Rodgers where he took it a step further. It's one thing, you donate to a candidate, you stump for a candidate, whatever. I mean, Rodgers literally talked about running for vice president. That's more dipping your toe way more in the water than LeBron has ever done.
Oh, I think LeBron has been very, very active. I think to separate the non-sports from LeBron is only showing part of the picture. I mean, and LeBron, to his credit, like engages with that kind of thing. I think a lot of people view LeBron not just as a player, but as an activist and a humanitarian. Like, there's a lot going on with LeBron.
Right, activist and humanitarian, but he's not pushing legislation. Like, that's what Rodgers definitely has.
Right,
he's gone after Anthony Fauci, like he has said, like, you know, he's talked about things he actually would change in the country.
He's also, LeBron was disliked for the decision before anything political about LeBron came up. So people who already didn't like him got new ammo with China as well to dislike him. Rodgers, the dislike really started with his politics.
With the vaccine, right?
Well,
right.
Lying about
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
At a time in the country when it was really sensitive. But the thing about it is, I don't think we're as sensitive about it anymore, but Rodgers keeps carrying it. I think that's where, you know, I think we are all trying to move on. You know, pandemic was crazy and thankfully we're out of it. We're all trying to pick up the pieces here and figure out, you know, and get past this. And he's not letting it go. That's at least how he comes across to me in a lot of the interviews where he talks about it.
And I think the comparison,
I think the comparison to LeBron, I think a lot of people dislike LeBron also because they're holding on the mic. I think there's a lot of, like, Michael Jordan is my GOAT, so get out of here with this guy who changed his teams, that brought in super teams, that flops, and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Rodgers doesn't, there is no, oh, get out of here, Tom Brady's better. Like, we don't care about that with Aaron Rodgers. It's other stuff, I agree, but I don't see LeBron and him as similar in that regard.
I just think people look at the whole person for athletes. I mean, it might not even
be. But how many guys do we actually know the whole person of?
Like, we don't really know. No, but you get a perception. Like, people think one way about Travis Kelce. I don't think we view athletes just because they're on field performance. It might be politics. It might be their romantic life. I think people make opinions based on much more than just their on field stuff, their personalities and stuff. And it could be politics, but I think it's naive to think that everything LeBron has done off the court has not affected his popularity among some people. Like, I think it's just a reality. It's not necessarily just politics.
I agree with. My only point was I feel like that may be in certain households and not others. Like, the people I talk to about LeBron James, I've never heard anyone say, hey, man, like, I don't like his school. Or, like, I've never heard that. Like, it's always, he flops. He shouldn't have went to the Heat. It's all this other stuff.
Like, now, can you believe he voted for Hillary?
Yeah, are there folks that doesn't really like things friends with LeBron, like Obama, whatever? Of course.
Should have went to the Knicks.
I'm just saying, I think that the percentage of people who dislike Roger for the other stuff, I think is way higher than LeBron James to me. I live in a world where that doesn't even come up. Where Rodgers, I think you can talk to anybody and someone will have an opinion on how he is off the field.
So the other thing, this is all started where Perloff said he feels bad for Rodgers, right? Because he's he doesn't have like an obvious landing spot for a team.
And I don't want to see him go out as a Jet. That would stink.
Well,
I don't want to see him go out as a Jet.
We're all in agreement there.
I want to see him go to like some real like kick butt West Coast offense with good receivers that have one more good year just to see him throw the ball.
This is why I said Seattle.
Seattle? Oh, God, in the rain? No way.
I mean, listen, it's 8 home games. Not all of them are going to be rainy, number one.
Yeah, they do have good receivers.
They do. They need a better offensive line.
EJ, I'm sorry, EJ, you're not worried about him going being good somewhere else?
Absolutely not.
You shouldn't you be rooting for this to be the end? Like, God forbid he goes and plays well somewhere. Well, not for you.
Well, no. Well, first of all, he failed here. So it doesn't matter if he plays well somewhere else. Like, I don't do that thing. Like, the thing the Giants fans are dealing with Saquon, I don't know if I'd have those issues. Like, I don't know if it would matter to me. It's like, it didn't work here. So therefore,
if someone goes somewhere else, he's dead to me
because I know Saquon will get very mad about that. But that's my that would be my attitude. All right, he's not here anymore. Like, to me, it would be different. So if he goes and plays well somewhere, great. I also don't feel like that will happen. Like, I think the rude awakening you're going to have is when he goes somewhere else and he's the same guy he was with the Jets and the same guy he was the last year with the Packers. Like, his numbers with the Packers his last year are almost identical to the numbers with the Jets. This idea that this 4,000-yard passer is somewhere in him when he's coming off an Achilles injury and he's going to be 42 is just, I think it's fantasy. I'll be honest. I don't think he's that player anymore.
He did. His numbers were pretty good last year, actually.
He's actually good enough to be top five all-time Jets passing history. Yeah. But that says a little bit more about
again,
the Jets.
QBR, and look at every stat. His last year in Green Bay, when they decided to move on from him.
No, he's not near close to his peak anymore. But, again, like...
Man.
And that guy's not good enough. I'm sorry. Like, those numbers you're talking about, they're not winning you anything.
No, but I think there is the fear that he would go somewhere else. Like, we talked to Thomas Dimitroff about this, right? He actually interviewed. He was the Falcons GM, and he interviewed with the Jets. So we asked, like, what was your pitch about Rodgers? Like, what'd you say? And he said he told them, move on from Rodgers, but he's probably going to go somewhere else and be a bridge guy and help another team. I'm like, yeah, and I wouldn't have hired you if you gave me that answer either. Because why wouldn't he just help my bridge guy? Like, I don't love the idea that we'd be resigned to say, no, he's going to go somewhere else. He's going to be good enough to be a bridge for another team.
But saying a guy is a bridge is like saying someone has a good personality. What you're saying is that guy is not going to win. He's not winning no Super Bowl. He's probably not winning no playoff games. Maybe he'll have some good numbers, and it'll be a fun time for a little bit, and then he's going to go out with a whimper. What bridge quarterback do we have?
I don't know. That's like, Alex Smith was a bridge quarterback that ended up making the playoffs and winning games. Joe Flacco was a bridge quarterback that went to the playoffs. I don't think that's that bleak.
Those guys didn't win anything.
Joe Flacco?
Well, maybe not Super Bowls, but Alex Smith won playoff games while Mahomes was sitting behind him.
They blew a big game to the Colts.
They blew that big game to Andrew Luck's best game, but I'm saying they were a playoff team with Alex Smith, even though he was keeping the seat.
Right, they were fine, but like, again, and by the way, I think Alex Smith was signed before they even drafted Mahomes. So I wasn't. So even considering, I don't know if I consider him a bridge guy, but okay, I got you saying. I just think that to me, again, the numbers that you have, these quarterbacks are putting up massive numbers. Like, we're looking at Aaron Rodgers' numbers. If this was 1999, you'd say, yeah, these are great numbers. You look at the numbers he's putting up on terrible teams, I don't see a guy who's going to really do much next year. I don't.
Let's get to Bogish's headlines. What's up, Bogues?
Last night at the Garden was almost so cool.
Young back out. Liang from three. Three-point game. 9 seconds remaining. Whoa! Steal by Daniels and a foul.
What is going on?
Yeah, that was a fair question. The Hawks got a three, then one free throw, then an offensive rebound, a foul, and two more free throws, scoring 6 points in the final 9 seconds to force OT with the Knicks, but they never actually stole the win.
Brunson defended by Daniels. Brunson puts it up. And 149-148 with 11 seconds remaining.
Kenny Albert on MSG TV. The Knicks take the thriller, as he said, 149-148 in overtime. Brunson scored 36. Karl Anthony Towns had 44, first back-to-back 40-point games of his career. Kawhi Leonard, 25 points in a season-high 34 minutes. He and the Clippers beat the Grizzlies 128-114. Amen Thompson, 18 points, 10 boards, 11 assists. The Rockets beat the Suns 119-111. And the Lakers lost in Utah 131-119. Luka, 16 points, 4 assists, 5 turnovers in 23 minutes in his second game with L.A. Kadarius Toney is back in the news for the wrong reasons. The troubled wide receiver arrested last week for a January incident where he allegedly choked a woman. Toney was out of police custody within 24 hours a week ago. He most recently played for the Browns, who released him in December after 3 games. Number 9, St. John saw its 10-game winning streak end at Villanova 73-71. Number 12, Texas Tech, LS at Arizona State 111-106 in double overtime. Those are the most points the Red Raiders have ever scored in a Big 12 game. Somebody's finally paying former Astros third baseman Alex Bregman. It's the Red Sox, 3 years, $120 million. That's apparently 10 mil more per year than anyone else was offering. Bregman will play second base in Boston since Rafi Devers is already at third. And no All-Star break for the NHL. They're playing international hockey instead.
Morrissey went to the bench. Crosby delayed and sets up Marner full stride into the zone. Mitch Marner scores! Mitch Marner! An overtime winner for Team Canada.
That's Brendan Burke on TNT. Canada starting the Four Nations Cup, a 4-3 OT win over Sweden, courtesy of Mitch Marner, Sidney Crosby, 3 assists. The U.S. plays Finland tonight. Before the tourney got going yesterday, Commissioner Gary Bettman said the bigger World Cup of Hockey will be back in 2028, with the NHL remaining committed to the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy as well. Guys, back to you.
We're pretty heavy. Capital of Italy. Pretty heavy favorites tonight against Finland.
I would hope so.
I'm looking up right now. Minus 360 on the money line.
Oof, damn.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this was the All-Star game.
Yeah.
This is the All-Star break. Yeah.
Oh, but like, this is the game, though. They're not doing a national All-Star game, right? Or are they?
No. And this is what they've traditionally done when they've gone to the Olympics. The Olympic break takes over for the All-Star game. They should pick All-Stars. So there still are all-stars for this year.
Okay.
But they should. I don't think they will. They should, but there's definitely not a game.
Is there no, incentives to go along with being an all-star with some of these contracts?
Mm.
Probably just get the same thing, just be named, getting named to one of these teams, right?
It's probably the end-of-year stuff. Like, they do first team, second team, all in NHL. I would think that would be more triggering for bonuses than an all-star game.
Bogus, you ready for me to come in next Monday and say what happened in the NHL All-Star game?
Can't wait.
If I didn't hear any of this?
Yep. We're going to break down the Finnish goaltending situation in the Four Nations Cup.
Why is U.S. playing Finland?
No one told me anything about this.
First I've heard of this.
First I've heard of this at all. And again,
Manny bringing up the contracts? Dude, whatever. I mean, come on.
Perloff didn't remember last year. I was like, yeah, but we were talking about the NBA All-Star game, which is coming up this weekend. It's like, man, the NBA better get their act together. They're going to get so criticized again like last year. And Prof goes, what happened last year?
Yeah, I mean,
you don't remember when they got roasted for like a week because no one played defense?
No.
Don't remember it.
Do remember. All I care about is Saturday night for the All-Star game. I haven't watched a Sunday All-Star game Clyde Drexler was in the NBA. but I'm really disappointed in the dunk contest. I'm like, forget the hockey. Forget all this. Why can't the good players go in the dunk contest? I look at you, Andrew Bogus.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. We should also leave Mac McClung alone at
no,
this point.
No, I like him in this thing. He's a good dunker, guys.
He's like a charity case. It's like a make-a-wish. Leave the man alone.
It's like a trick shot. It's like a trick shot guy.
Okay, but that's okay, because when you're actually sitting down to watch, would you rather watch Mac McClung, who's not like an NBA player but can do these cool dunks, or do you want to see an NBA player have to line up 16 times, go through the motions,
yes,
not even get these dunks? You want to see Stephon Castle, fidget around with one of his friends holding a ball above his head?
We're getting that Saturday.
That's going to happen.
But at least
that's coming.
I want to see Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon going mano a mano. I don't want to see like a watered-down version of Dude Perfect. Like, what are we doing here? Like, get NBA players.
I think I have no problem with Mac being
in it. He's good at this.
It's just the other guys need to be more names.
Maggie, I'm glad he's good at it, but he's also not good at being in the NBA, and that's my problem.
But this isn't an NBA game.
NBA All-Star Weekend.
I know, but here's the thing, Bogus. If you're not going to get the best guys to do this, and
then
by the
don't
way,
do it.
Jaylen Brown did it last year.
He was terrible, by the way.
Okay, but you guys want the best players. Yeah. He's the Finals MVP. It's that as good as you can get, okay?
That was good. It was not good. He was awful.
This is how when you guys complain about how Perloff, you know, gets mad when you know, guys shoot threes and then guys do mid-range. Like, you can't win, right? You get mad at Perloff.
Nope, can't win.
Wait.
Okay.
What, Tona? You just said I get mad when people shoot threes or do mid-range, so
yes,
what's
like,
left?
Like, you can't.
That's our dilemma.
That's the thing. You get mad all that. They get mad at you because you want to have it both ways. This is like where I don't understand this. Like, do you actually want to see fun, exciting dunks, or do you want to see the bigger names but not be good? So, like, what? If Jaylen Brown's not going to be good and he's not going to care, then get the best guys out and get Mac McClellan. So at least he finally actually gives a crap.
If there's somebody in Double A who's just hitting tanks after tanks.
Put him in the home run derby.
All right.
If he wants to be there over Giancarlo Stanton, then great.
Well, how far can we look? Can we go past the G League?
I think you should have a fan entry.
Yeah, I think we should have nothing.
Is the N1 mixtape still happening?
My gosh. Get skipped to my Lou. He's not really a dunker.
This is where Jordan battled Dominique. Now we have Andre Jackson Jr.
Get out of the pass.
Who's Andre Jackson Jr.?
Right.
National champion, sir.
We have our annual wellness check on Mac McClung All-Star Weekend.
Listen, Mac McClung leading the Osceola Magic.
In what?
Great question. Out on the floor?
Instagram followers.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's a good G League player.
He was a wildly disappointing college player.
Yeah.
Like, well, I thought that team was going to be good.
Then put all your money behind Matsis Bazulis.
Gazoon type.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Thanks, folks. 855-212-4227. Travis Kelce talking about his future now.
What is going on?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. All right, so yesterday I brought you just a small news item that Shedeur Sanders, Pearl, is going to be visiting both the New York Giants and the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, he's going to meet with a lot of people during the combine and all of that, but Giants or Browns, if we think that Cam Ward may be the pick of the, like, the bell of the ball here in terms of quarterbacks in the draft, you got the Tennessee Titans. To me, it makes the most sense in the world. Titans, they need a new identity. They need a face. They've got a young coach, a front office I don't really trust, but it's a no-brainer for me for them to take a quarterback. And Cam Ward, I think, does edge out Shedeur slightly as a prospect. So that seems like a no-brainer. If Shedeur is going to be the second guy off the board and say it's the Giants and the Browns who are picking 2 and 3, what do you think's the better fit?
Oh, my God. Neither. But I would say the Browns are a little more ahead of the Giants right now because the Browns have that high-priced O-line they brought in for Deshaun Watson. They have a couple receivers. They have Njoku. The Giants have Malik Nabers and, I guess, Andrew Thomas. But generally, I think the Browns are a little farther ahead, and they have Kevin Stefanski give a slight edge over Brian Daboll. They're both very similar. So I would probably go Cleveland, given that choice. But that being said, too, I think it's February 13th. I was just looking at, there's so much to go on these two players, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders.
Do you think there's a way that Shedeur gets to number one?
No, I think there's a chance that that they both fall to like 6, 7, 8. I'm very curious. Teams are going to get a real close-up look at how big Shedeur is, how big Cam Ward is, really dive into their past, do a lot of interviews. I think there's a great chance you see Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter go above both of them. That's what I'm very curious. That's what I'm wondering. Do they fall? You know, do the Giants have to trade up? I don't even know. Are they going to use leverage? Because these are not clear cut number one, number two style prospects at all.
No, but you know, the draft process always helps the quarterbacks. You know, they always look good at their pro days, and you know, they don't have to do a lot at the combine. It's not like they're running 40s and they're not lifting weights and they don't even throw most of the time. So you just have to go on the game film and the projection.
You'll know a lot by draft time too, because do the Titans sign a free agent quarterback? Do the Browns trade Myles Garrett? If the Browns trade Myles Garrett, you got to think that means that they're going for Abdul Carter. If they can get him. I think it's real. What I'm really watching is do both of them fall? Are we talking like Jets and Raiders at 6, 7?
Wow. I mean, that'd probably be music to the ears of the Jets and Raiders because it would take care of their biggest needs.
Yeah, probably. But again, about 50% of these guys fail. The other thing, too, is like Cam Ward and Shedeur hold on to the ball so long. Are they ready to play NFL football where they get rid of the ball fast?
Well, they're not finished products. That's for sure. Nick is in Portland, Oregon. We were just having a discussion about LeBron James and athletes and Aaron Rodgers and athletes being political in the last segment. But, Nick, you had a different question. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, enjoy the show. Listen to it pretty much every morning on my drive home from work. But
awesome. Thank you.
I had a comment about LeBron. So, Hall of Fame player, best player ever. I enjoy watching him play. I teach my son. My son plays basketball, youth, 14 years old. And anyways, we watch a lot of basketball together.
Nick, we don't have a lot of time here. What's your question, dude? I don't want you to get cut off.
Okay. Yeah, so why does he need to do DraftKings commercials? You have a current professional athlete promoting gambling on every commercial break on every sporting event, and I'm a DraftKings user.
Yeah.
I have an account and I gamble, but you have a current athlete promoting gambling is ridiculous.
That's interesting. Thank you for the phone call and for listening to the show.
I never thought about that, but you're right. It's a current player.
He's not the only one by any stretch.
But I think the reason he does it, he wants money to buy a team. That's what I always said, the Vegas team. Right? Like, isn't he trying to get to a billion, or he's probably at a billion?
Yeah, I think they just see this as another advertiser, and that having DraftKings and FanDuel keeps the gambling on the up and up, keeps the guardrails in place.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.